Yo, what up? This is DJ Newmark, a.k.a.
Uncle New
from Jurassic 5, and you're checking out The Library with my main man, Tim Onicle, on www.rapstation.com.
Yeah, Chicago rap god, living legend, but I'm not merged. Cock block your Voltron, thou shalt not merge. Whole pot of coffee in my hand like it's a cup. Energize, blocky baka, thou shalt not surge. Outwork a rapper, rappers lazy as fuck. Kill them all, leave one alive, observe the outburst. I'm out first, early bird, catch the worm. Make your mama wish she wore a condom so it catch the sperm. No one's next to verb, the closest you'll get to me is the backseat passenger. And I'm driving the hearse, I make the clock stop ticking. Pull out the minute hand and stir with it to make the liquid in my crock pot thicken. It's the administrator, opposite of Mr. T, opposite of Mr. Clean. I don't pity fools, I shit on fools. Rest in peace, it's not the Stone's message that it says in it. In fact, your afterlife is quite restless.
German producer Superior has a new album releasing soon called The Journey. It will feature artists such as Blue, Ed OG, Rex, Verbal Kent, M.Dot, Terminology, Little Fame of M.O.P., and more. He joins me via Skype. Superior, welcome to The Library with Tim Einenkel on rapstation.com.
Hi.
Hi. So, as I mentioned, your upcoming album, The Journey, will release soon, but what was your goal with this album musically going into it?
The thing is that I started my producer career with making instrumentals, and I have already an album. It's called Scenes. Mm-hmm. The name of the album is called Scenes. And yes, and now the next album will be with I think they are like 19 or 20 dope MCs from the States. I'm really to the boom bap music. I'm more like a 90s kid. And yeah, and now the next step is making an album, not only an instrumental, make an album with really dope MCs. And yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
What do you like about I guess the 90s rap versus, yeah, I guess, the 2000s rap?
Like I said, in the 90s, I like the style of the rap thing. The beats, they were like more this boom bap thing, you know, like stuff from DJ Premier and Pete Rock and all that stuff. This boom bap music, and that's, yeah, that the stuff that I like in hip hop. And but I must say that you can still hear good boom bap music, but you have really dig all this music, you know. Mm-hmm. The music in the 90s, like group like Gangstar and all that groups, they were more in the media. And now the boom bap music is more underground. You cannot find this music so easy like in the 90s.
Right. On your new album, The Journey, as you mentioned, you feature a lot of MCs from the States.
Yes.
And you're the producer on this album. When you're mm-hmm. you're making music, just music, not any lyrics, are you yourself trying to tell a story on with each record, each instrument you're using?
Yes, the thing is that when I start to make a track, first of all, I dig the samples, you know. And when I have a sample, then I will flip the sample, you know, like chopping and everything. And then it's like a story to tell, you know. And the whole thing, you know. And then when the beat is finished, then I think about the MC, and then I say, okay, this beat is more like for Rex maybe, or more like for Verbal Kent, or more like for Mo Pope, and you know, all these MCs that I connected the last years. And then I have the MCs in my mind, and then that's how I make the music. Yes.
So when you have the beat, you have the music, you find the MC like a Rex, right?
Yes.
To give him the music. Now, is your job on this as a producer who is creating this art? Do you tell him, well, this is my goal with this track, and please write something about this, or do you let them just write?
No. I say. First of all, I send those MCs the beat that I make, and then I say, okay, do you like to write over this beat? Is this, you know, I tell them the question if they like it. You know, maybe they say, yeah, it's cool, but it's not really my style. I don't know if they like it. But when they say, okay, they like the speed, then I say, okay, feel free and write what you think, what is your story to tell about over the speed. I let the artist to feel free and to write what they want, because I don't, because they are, it's like to me, you know, if somebody come to me and say, hey, Siberia, can you please change the beat, this and this and that? You know, this is my beat. And, okay, sometimes I make a little compromise on the beats, but not too much, because I'm a producer and, you know, and it's my beat and they are the MCs, and I don't want to tell them how to write or what story to write. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally understand. For example, I mean, in radio, let's say the producer's job is to work with the host, and the producer will tell the host, no, say it somewhere, something different, or, you know, write something else. So it's interesting to see, well, you have a title as producer, but you're not telling the artist, you're not directing the artist actually what to write.
No. And the thing is that if I see that there is a track and I think it can be successful, you know, then I make a clean version, you know, to put some reverses or something like that on some words, and the radio stations can play the song.
When you're creating a beat, I want to talk about a couple of the tracks on the album, but I liked what you said about how when you're creating this beat, you're thinking of which artist would be perfect for this beat. With a Rex, for example, are you giving him just one beat to spit on, or are you giving him a few beats and then sees which one works for him, and then that's the track that you go with?
Normally, I give the MCs one beat, because I make a beat, and it's a lot of work to create a
right.
beat, you know. And when the beat is finished, then I give this to the MC and say, "Do you like it?" And if not, then I give him to another MC.
Oh,
and then I make another beat, and maybe then yes, because it's not so, yeah, it's takes a lot of time to make a beat. And the thing is that sometimes I start to make a beat, and if I don't like the beat, then I start another one, you know. But when I think, oh, this beat is good, then I finish the beat, and then I give the MC, and yeah, and if the MC like it, then good. If not, another MC will take it.
I really love the album, and I love the track Superiority featuring Rex.
Thank you so much.
The female singer, that the sample you use there is great. It's perfect. It works so well with Rex's voice. I was wondering, what sample are you using there? And then also, how did this collaboration come together with Rex and you?
So about a sample, I don't know. I don't really know. But I have so many records at home, and I listen to it, boom, and I put it in, to the sequencer, and then I sample this short. I chop it and everything. Boom, I put a new beat. Like when I hear the sample, the most of the samples, they have like vocals, And some maybe the vocal says like, oh, listen to it or something like this. Then I put, okay, this sample's name is Listen to It. So I know, okay, this is the sample that I dig, and then I create a beat. But don't ask me which samples I use, but they are very old soul records, and that's where I dig. Okay, about the thing with Rex is, first of all, I sent him some stuff. I think we met us on SoundCloud, and I sent him some stuff. Then we wrote on Facebook, and yeah, then we was Skyping, you know, and he gave me his Skype, and we was talking, and yeah, and then I sent him the beat, and he liked it, and then he was recorded the track.
Oh, wow. Another track I really like also is with Los Angeles, California MC Lyric Jones, and she's featured on the track Open Letter. A couple of questions here. When you're creating a beat for a female MC versus a male MC, are there instruments or samples that you just can't use for a female MC that you would use for a male MC, and vice versa? Or are there beats that you definitely would use for a female MC?
No, I don't make a difference between a male MC and a female MCs. I don't know. She, you know, she got very dope lyrics. She, you know, like a male MC, and she's top. She's on top, and I don't make difference. When I made the beat, I thought, oh, this can be something like for Lyric Jones, and but it's no different between male or female. It's more about the style. I have in my mind, I have different styles, and I think, okay, this is more for this MC, more for that MC, but this is just my own opinion. But I don't make difference about male or females.
I also notice, and This is not at all a critique of you, but what I also notice is that Lyric Jones is the only female on this album. Was there a particular reason for that, or did it just work out that way?
The thing is that I don't really know too many female MCs, and you know, there are not a lot of female MCs in the hip hop scene. There are only a few, and I don't know the female, so many female MCs, and yeah, Lyric Jones is one of a few that I know. But yeah, you know, the rap thing is like 90% with male MCs, or more than 90%. I think 95%, and only 5% are females. This is the truth, you know.
Verbal Kent is featured on the track Mastermind.
Yes.
Can you talk a little more about this collaboration? I know it's one of the tracks that you're really pushing out there. And then also, how did you know that this beat would be perfect for Verbal Kent?
When I made the beat, yeah, the beat is very rough, and it's a rough beat. It's like a hardcore beat, you know. It's not so, you know what I mean? That's so too melodic. It's more a rough beat, and Verbal Kent, his voice and his style is very hardcore, you know, very bomba, you know. And when I made the beat, he was straight in my mind, and I thought, oh, this beat is for Verbal Kent. This is so like hard and rough, and yeah, and Verbal Kent's style, and I know that that he will make it great, and yeah, and the result is more than I expect, you know. I heard the track, and I heard the lyrics, and I said, oh god. Yeah, he's incredible. He's one of the MCs that I really, really like on my beats. He's because I have a lot of beats. They are very very rough, you know, very strong, rough, and his voice and everything fits perfectly to these beats. Yes, one of my favorite MCs. Yes.
Oh, wow. The last track on the album, Rapper Shot, features Don Street, Terminology, Little Fame of MOP, and DJ Grasshopper. Why leave us with this one as the last track of the album? Like, what did you want the listener to take away from it?
Okay, there's a good story about this track. The thing is that I met Don Street on the internet, and I was about to finish the album, without this track. And I was talked to him, and I said, "Hey, Don Street, hey, this is very sad that you cannot be on my album, because I have all the tracks, and I don't know if we can put more one track more on the album. I don't know, but." Then I was, I was counting all the tracks, and I said, no, normally, okay, I can make one track more. And he said to me, hey, listen, let's do it. And he made all these connections with all these people on this track.
Overall, as a producer, what is your, do you have a favorite sample that you like to use, or maybe even a beat that you've created so far that you're just kind of like, holy crap, I can't believe I created this beat?
The beats are in different atmospheres. You know, there is some beat more like this, more like, you know, more smoother, more harder, more slower, more faster, and it's very difficult to choose one of all those beats and say, okay, this is the beat, and because all the beats, they have this special atmosphere, and I cannot only choose one beat and say, okay, this is the number one beat for me, and all those other beats are good, but it's very difficult to answer this question. Okay.
And lastly, how do we follow what you're doing, and, you know, to keep us up to date when the album will drop and all your information?
So
like Twitter and Facebook and, you know, yeah.
So what was the question?
How do we follow what you're doing as an artist?
Okay, you can follow me on SoundCloud. That's you can find me when you search Superior, then you will see the logo and everything. And I know there are some more Superiors than SoundCloud, but you will see my logo, and yes. And you can follow me on Facebook. It's Superior Production. Superior Productions on Facebook, and you can follow me on Twitter. Is Superior_Prod, like Productions.
The new album will be out soon, called The Journey. It's by German producer Superior, featuring Blue, Edo G, Rex, Verbal Kent, M Dot, Terminology, Little Fame of MOP, and a whole lot more. Superior, thank you so much for joining me on The Library with Tim Einenkel on rapstation.com.
Okay, can I give some special thanks?
Oh, yeah.
Because the thing is that my album has a special sound, and this sound, you can only have a good sound if you have a dope or master engineer. And my master engineer is Werner Niedermeyer from the WNI studio in London. And he mixed the whole album, and he mastered the whole album. And that's why it sounds so dope for me. He's one of the best master engineers that I ever met. And for that, a special thanks to him to make this. And then I want to say a special thanks to Dennis from Bellow System Records. You know, this is the label that they will release this album. You know, Dennis is the label owner, and I'm so happy that he will release this album. And then I will give a special thanks to my manager, Lena. She's from Mona Lena, is the management. And last but not least, special thanks to Hagen. He did all my artwork. You know, the Superior, all the Superior records and my logo and everything, they have a unique style, and all this style is created by Hagen from Hagenfag, design@hagenfag.com. That's my artwork designer.
Imperial antidotes, imperial tannin flows, animalistic press, panic mode, flash forward like the cameras closed, coffins closed, off with your dome, these poems I perform, where's the popcorn, vivid as the cinema, you timid as the tipping of your toes, pinning my self-proud balls that can injure your foes, fall flat, counting that dough, on the whole lot of zero, zero, zero. Following dollar signs. Every time I rhyme, I'm out and climb. Scale Everest, that daredevil shit. I dare devils to flinch. The rebel with the element of every clip captured in that black power flick. I devour mic sticks. Cowards resist to follow. He sips the battle till there's no longer a swallow. Drunken revolution. Inebriated outcast. Alleviate the gap of whack rap at last. Superiority. Quality of state of being. Better than the best. Better than the rest. Y'all could be mediocre. Inferior, but not me, cause see, I'm superior, superiority, superiority, quality of state of being, better than the best, better than the rest, y'all could be mediocre, inferior, but not me, cause see, I'm superior, superiority, yeah, yeah, superiority, R to E, audio authority, Corey C, slaughter these artists on the Odyssey, with the bars of beast, spit the rawest speech, foes commit atrocities, no rappers compare, no acting in here. Miraculous vernacular shared, can tackle a bear, kick back with a six pack of beer, strictly sick raps in here, fluent AIDS, fluid spray, fools who gaze with their ways, it pays to be made in elite cloth, y'all synthetic, superficial over records, most official to rep it is Rex, no questions, cross T's and dot I's, cross C's when he flies, force some C's to see my superior, criteria, I ain't scared of ya, bone crusher, bars injure ya, hardest of the thought, pencilers, Paul Pierce wizardry, still repping the law being lyrically, way beyond your capacity, man. Superiority, quality of state of being, better than the best, better than the rest. Y'all could be mediocre, inferior, but not me, cause see, I'm superior. Superiority, superiority, quality of state of being, better than the best, better than the rest. Y'all could be mediocre, inferior, but not me, cause see, I'm superior. Superiority. Superiority, quality of state of being, better than the best, better than the rest. Y'all could be mediocre, inferior, but not me.